This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Well, Rocket can. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Happy Friday, everybody. Target Demo Friday. So when you see the meme of the Bears attacking Bogish in the outhouse on both Facebook and on Twitter, let us know where you are, how you're listening, and if bears and outhouses are the stuff of nightmares. We'll read through those coming up here next hour on the show. Our next guest is a friend of the DA show for many years. She has helped us redecorate around the mothership. She was the host of Extreme Jakeover, where we had Jacob Wilkins and producer Shep get some fashion tips. She was once upon a time a college schoolmate of Mraz. Between her Twitter and her Instagram feed, she has nearly 500,000 followers, and she is a newly minted member of Bill's Mafia. Joining us this morning on the show is our friend Lisa Ramos, who you could watch on the simulcast as Lisa joins us on camera on both Twitch at CBS Sports Radio's channel there and on watchda.com on the simulcast. Lisa, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. It's so good to see you. It's been a very long time.
I know. It's been a long time. And you've been around for just a crazy ride in Buffalo as your boyfriend plays for the Bills. And so you've
fiance?
You guys are engaged? Oh, congratulations. Yes. I didn't even realize that.
Yes. Thank you. Well,
congratulations. How did he pop the question?
It was really nice. He had my family come to Classic Car Club in Manhattan on the water, and they all got into like these cool classic cars, and I didn't know they were in there, and he had like a huge screen. It was like a drive-in theme. I didn't know my family was there, and after this montage ended, everyone came out, popped the question. It was really nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, congratulations. That's great
Thank
to hear.
You.
So what a cool year. You get the proposal, you get the engagement, and you get a run to the AFC Championship game, and you got to see firsthand what that city was like when the Bills became good again. What was that experience like this season?
Oh, wow. It was incredible. I mean, there is no fan base like Bills Mafia. I am completely convinced. They are all in for their team. Everywhere we go, they show so much love to my fiance or just me in general. Like, everyone here is awesome, and they're so enthusiastic and hype. And just, have you seen their tailgates?
Oh my gosh, they're epic. They're legendary.
Yes, they are. And they actually scare me because I don't want to get thrown through a table. Not that I don't think they would do that to me, but yeah, it's been really cool.
So the cool thing is that the Bills fan base is so supportive, and so they're like a big family. But without fans in attendance for so long this year, how hard was it for you not to be able to attend games and for the fans to be only able to watch it on TV?
It was sad because they were doing so well, and we wanted to be there and have fun and show the support. And, you know, we obviously miss, like, all the good weather games, like preseason and September, October. So, yeah, it was hard. But all the partners, the wives, girlfriends, fiancés, we all got together most games and watched, and we made it as fun. We made the best of it.
Yeah, you documented hanging out with all of the other wives and girlfriends of the players. That seemed like you guys had a really good time. Seemed like you got a pretty close-knit friend group amongst all of them. How has that been?
Oh, it's amazing. I feel like I don't want to go to any other team because everyone here is just great. Like, the facility is awesome for the guys, and all the partners are amazing, and everyone's so nice, and the city loves us. So, yeah, I love it here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Although, even though you're a New York girl, Buffalo is a different sense of weather up there. I mean, you guys got snow early, and it's never going to stop. So are you okay staying your entire career in Buffalo if it's going to snow in October?
You know what? It snowed in May, I think it was, during the start of the pandemic last year. I'm fine with it, especially during the pandemic. I actually love snow and Christmas, so no complaints here.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So it's worked out well for you, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Lisa Ramos joins us this morning here on the show. Now, on Instagram yesterday, you left us something to really chew on, literally and figuratively. Here is Lisa answering a question from one of her many, many followers.
Depends on my mood, but I either get a Big Mac or I get a Filet-O-Fish sandwich and a McChicken with cheese.
Somebody asks you what your McDonald's order is. You oftentimes post on social media that you're eating McDonald's. You will oftentimes post the bag and the fries, etc. So let's go back over that order again. What's your go-to order at Mickey D's?
Okay, so I rarely get like a meal. I like to get like an amalgamation of my favorite things, and then I just eat that. So I'll get a McChicken with cheese, which it doesn't come with cheese, so you have to request that. Okay. And I do a Filet-O-Fish, and if the spicy nuggets are in the menu, I'll do those, and maybe like a small fry.
So you will do all of that together or one or two of those things?
I'll do all of that together because if I don't eat it all at once, I can eat it later. So.
Okay, so you're a model, okay, and you're an influencer, and you oftentimes are posing in some scantily clad wear. How are you working off a bag of McDonald's every single day? What's the workout plan?
I do home workouts. I do like band workouts, and that's pretty much it. I focus on lower body because I'm lazy and I don't do upper body, but that's pretty, and I sweat from that. So I think that could be it. I also drink a lot of water. So, you know, you do something terrible and then you do something good for yourself.
Yeah. Well, I remember a couple of years ago you wrote the book about eating pizza and that you were all about eating pizza and you love eating pizza and what have you. And you were like, I don't even really work out. I just eat a lot of pizza. Have you started working out more than back then, or you just always have had amazing metabolism?
No, it's just been recently due to the pandemic that I've done the home workouts. My friends have encouraged me to get started. So I've done that. And, you know, my fiance has had to do preseason training from home. It might be the same this year. So I would just jump on the bandwagon and force myself to work out with him.
It's amazing. So you crush McDonald's, you eat pizza, you don't really care. Sometimes you work out, sometimes you don't, and you're still able to be a model. Pretty good. It's pretty good. Not everybody can see that. Now, your fiance is Christian Wade, and he is kind of a running back / special teams player for the Bills.
Yes.
That's never a solidified position. You're always kind of fighting for your job. Is it nerve-wracking for Christian to always be competing for playing time and snaps and getting on the field and remaining in the NFL?
To be honest, he's been a professional athlete for 10 years prior to this in Premiership Rugby in England. So he's really used to the pressure, and, I mean, he's a pro, so he doesn't let it get to him. There's always something at stake in the NFL. Like, he always comes home and is like, oh, did you know that so-and-so got cut? Man, I really liked him. So every day is like, could be your last day, but he just does his best. He works really hard.
How does he like the adjustment to American football from playing rugby for so many years? I mean, he was a star in the rugby world. How does he like playing American football?
He loves it. It's so funny because he really did not know much beyond the basics before we came here to Buffalo. So he's just a sponge and he's soaking everything up and really enjoying the journey. So it's cool.
Now that things are opening up for the spring and the summer, more people be at games, be able to do more things, perhaps movies, museums, restaurants, bars, etc. What are you most looking forward to as some of the restrictions are lifted?
I just want to be able to go anywhere and not be paranoid. Like, I don't want to be hypervigilant about anything. Hopefully at some point next year we won't have to wear masks. It would be great to do that because I wear makeup and it does get on my mask. But yeah, I'm an introvert, so I don't mind staying home that much. I'm just looking forward to less paranoia and less hypervigilance.
But you travel a lot for your job and you've mm-hmm. always done these amazing international shoots. Have you not been able to do those over the last year?
No, I haven't really. I worked a bit in the summer and everything's been really slow because no one knows how to navigate or what the proper protocols are for shoots and stuff. So I've done a lot of work from home and a lot of clients are actually shooting, letting models shoot from home and then we submit the images. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's kind of crazy. Like your whole life has been turned upside down as a traveler and a model. You know, you just, like a lot of people, just haven't been able to do what you wanted to do. Is it ever kind of scary to watch your fiance play football up close and personal? Because I know when I'm at games and I'm on the sideline or you guys have great seats on the 50-yard line, you see the speed of it and the collisions of it so much more than on TV. Can it be a little scary?
It's definitely nerve-wracking. When he first, in rugby or football, I'm just an anxious mess. I remember one time when I first started going to his rugby games, he got, you know, they wear absolutely no padding, no nothing, no helmet. And he got, like, hit in the throat. And then I just saw him, like, grab his neck and, like, fall to the ground. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I look at his mom, and she's like, he's fine. And then I was like, okay, if you're not panicking, I won't panic. But it's definitely nerve-wracking.
I mean, how about watching somebody play rugby and there's no pads, there's no protection, and they are running at each other full steam? That's got to be crazy to see those types of collisions.
Oh, yeah, it is crazy. It does appear a bit... It does look a little safer sometimes because of the rugby tackle and the technicalities of that and how specific that is, but it's definitely a real contact sport. And it's continuous. It's not stop, start. So the guys are out of breath. It requires endurance. It's a lot.
Give me a breakdown of buffalo wings. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. They're so good here. There's so many places with buffalo wings. If you guys come here, I'll take you to, like, all the best places. I've had so many wings. It's crazy. I've even started making them at home. Like, it's just such a thing here.
Buffalo wings are literally in Buffalo. Different. You think that they're just, oh, everything's a buffalo wing. No. A buffalo wing in Buffalo is just different. I don't know what it is. Maybe a little crispier. Maybe the sauce is a little tangier. It just tastes different than getting a buffalo wing anywhere else, right?
Yeah, the buffalo wing originated here at Anchor Bar. That's why they're called buffalo wings, because this thing started here. So this is the hub of buffalo wings. Apparently the hamburger started here too in Hamburg. I don't know how true that is, but that's what I heard.
How many buffalo wings can you eat?
It depends. Maybe I can eat like 10. I don't eat that many of them because I don't just eat buffalo wings for a meal. I mix other things in.
You're a big baseball fan, a big Mets fan. Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to the season?
Yeah, I really am. I'm really hoping to get to a baseball game this season. I don't know how plausible that is, but the Blue Jays were in Buffalo all last season, and I wanted to go there for any time they played a New York team, but there were no fans allowed. So hopefully this year, I always have high hopes for the Mets.
And you always like going out to the ballpark and just having a hot dog, having a beer, and sitting back and watching a ball game, right?
Yeah, I love it. I love beer and hot. I just love the whole event. Beer, hot dogs, peanuts, cotton candy. It's amazing. So fun.
On social media, you had posted a specific kind of hot dog. And I said, boy, I want to try that hot dog. It was so crazy. It was like you had potato chips in there, I think. What was that hot dog?
It's called a Colombian hot dog. Originated in Colombia, I guess. And it's got pineapple, pink sauce, which is a mixture of mayonnaise and ketchup, crushed chips. And you can add hot sauce if you want. And the Colombians, they put quail eggs on it. I always 86 the quail eggs, but it's a really good hot dog. You should try it.
Quail eggs. You put quail eggs on a hot dog with potato chips and mayo and ketchup. That seems like the quail eggs would get lost in the taste.
I know
there.
It sounds like a crazy combination, but you have to try it. Don't knock until you try it.
Yeah, I'm not going to knock it because I like all of those things individually, and it looked really good on your Instagram. I was like, yeah, I could probably get into that Colombian hot dog. That sounds pretty good. So yeah, you are working with one of your sponsors and companies, and you are trying to bring awareness to equality. Racial equality is something you've been very open about on social media over the last couple of months and the last year or so. And so you're trying to get 10,000 people to volunteer to help out the cause by the end of this month. How can our listeners check out more about this, and what is the cause behind this exactly?
So I'm now an ambassador for Good Era's 10K for Equality project. And we're trying to get 10,000 virtual volunteers to go on the website, which is 10k.goodera.com, and sign up for virtual volunteer opportunities that impact racial equality. So yeah, we're trying to round up as many people as we can. And it, no amount of time is too small or insignificant. There are so many different kinds of opportunities. You can read a children's book to camera, which will be shown to children of color with characters of color in the storyline. You can mentor teenagers. You can mentor small business owners. It depends on your expertise, but there's a lot of different opportunities.
So you don't have to be a professional in any field or have some type of extensive experience. It could be as simple as reading a book on camera and over Zoom or something like that for kids, and you can participate in this, huh?
Right, yeah, it's super easy, and it's very impactful. It makes a big difference. I know it's really hard. Sometimes you're like, oh, this all is, everything that's happening is so crazy. I wish I could do something. Well, this is like an organized initiative that gives you plenty of options to get everything done, and they walk you through every step of the process and send you links that provide you with materials. So I encourage everyone to please go sign up. Link is in my bio on Instagram.
All right, very cool. And so if they should they just go to our listeners, just go to your bio on Instagram, and that's where the link for the sign up is for Good Era?
Yes, that's where it is. And you just sign up with your email and you can get started right away.
Okay, cool. So on Instagram, Lisa A. Ramos, easy enough, Lisa A. Ramos, be one of the more than 350,000 followers on Instagram. You know, I always enjoy touching base with you because, you know, you always say your DMs are crazy and your comments are crazy and you do Q&As all the time. Has it gotten more crazy since you've now also entered like the football sphere? So now football fans are all about you?
Yes. Yeah, it's gotten crazier. I didn't think it could, but I think the pandemic maybe let people, I don't know, allowed people to be online more. So it has gotten a little crazier, just especially just people have weird requests all the time. Like, send me a picture of your feet. A bunch of like weird stuff in there.
What other requests are you getting?
It's never from women, of course. It's just like, oh, can you punch me in the face? Or just like weird.
Wait, could you punch me in the face?
Yeah. I was like, you know what? Next time I'm going to be like, you know what? Yes, I can punch you in the face.
God, that's a bizarre one. Can you punch me in the face? Well,
yeah.
Better to eat Colombian hot dogs, I would say.
Yes.
All right. Go to Lisa A. Ramos at Instagram. Lisa A. Ramos. That's her Instagram handle. In her bio is the link for the 10K challenge, trying to get 10,000 volunteers with Good Era to help support racial equality, something we could all obviously support and get behind. Lisa, it's always awesome to catch up. It's been so long, but thanks for finding time for us this morning. Let's do this again as the summer comes around and things open up a little bit, and we'll do this again here on the show.
Absolutely. I'm so excited for the summer.
Yep, us too. Thanks, Lisa.
Bye, guys. Have a good day.
Okay, you got it. You too. Lisa Ramos joining us this morning here on the show, and that's a big one. We hit Buffalo wings and Colombian hot dogs and her McDonald's order all in the same spot. So she's a woman after our own heart, all about food. When we come back on the show, what's going on in Chicago with the Bears, the quarterback situation? Allen Robinson, we'll get the update from Layla Rahimi from The Score in Chicago next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Value, big upside.
Mraz to me is some sort of mythical character, especially on your Instagram. He's always just amazing character study.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Mythical character study, all of those things do apply to Mraz on a daily basis. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Our next guest, made history recently. Has broken through on 670 The Score in Chicago. Full-time female sports talk host. Very proud. And she's awesome at it and has been for a long time all over the sports media in Chicago, TV and radio. Joining us this morning on the show is a person that can understand my pain when I am referred to as the knockoff Danny Amendola, Layla Rahimi. Layla, good morning.
Oh, what an intro. Good morning, VA. How are you? I forgot that I had said that about Mraz, but I maintain that statement. He's not real. He's just a mythical character.
Yeah. So whenever I tweet, inevitably, somebody says, oh, I thought this was Danny Amendola. Oh, I thought this was Danny Amendola's account. And you get this incessantly because of Layla or Leah Remini, of course, a sitcom actress, and she has gone in on Scientology recently. So how sick of that are you?
I am sick of the people who pretend like they don't know the difference and think that they're going to get attention. But I am never sick of people actually thinking that I'm her and then getting angry, because that's always worth a good retweet. And then I say, still not Leah Remini, but the Peace de Resistance happened this year when Leah Remini found out that it was actually occurring and she got in on the bit. So I can't ask for much more.
No, that is it. That is peak Twitter, peak 2020, 2021. That is it. Leah Remini knows you get mistaken for her and is in on the bit. That kind of makes your entire career worth it, doesn't it?
It really does. And let's face it, I loved her work on Saved by the Bell as Stacey Kuroski.
Who didn't? Have you seen the new Saved by the Bell on Peacock, I think it is?
It is on Peacock. I have not seen the new Saved by the Bell because I'm not ready to give up the old Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
And I
yeah.
think that's the sign of becoming an old person, I'm pretty sure.
Back in my day, Zach had blonde hair. So I wanted to ask you about the Chicago Bears quarterback situation, because now we get the report yesterday that Russell Wilson has identified the Bears as one of his four teams that he would be willing to go to, even though he's not demanding a trade. Has this made all of Bears Nation's heads pop?
Well, it's the latest in quarterback coveting here in Chicago, because just a few days ago, we were trying to figure out whether or not this city was going to turn into Winsylvania, but Carson Wentz ended up going to Indianapolis instead. We did a deep dive on that on 670 The Score in Chicago, our radio station here, just talking to various Philly media members. And now the latest is Russell Wilson. But my main concern for Russell Wilson is he was worried about the offensive line in Seattle, duly noted. But the offensive line here in Chicago has faced its fair share of challenges as well. Big salary cap issues here. We think at least one tackle is probably going to be cut because of salary cap problems. So I don't know if he's going to have what he wants around him in order to do his job. But Bears fans are psyched. This is huge. Even the idea of thinking about Russell Wilson has made my Friday pretty fun already.
Layla Rahimi joins us, 670 The Score in Chicago. Yeah, because let's face it, even dreaming about Russell Wilson's better than thinking about the reality of watching Mitchell Trubisky or Nick Foles again. But let's just say that the cap hit is too much for the Seahawks to even move on from Russell Wilson. What's the Bears' solution? If it wasn't Carson Wentz and it might not be Russell Wilson, what's the solution in 2021?
Well, I don't think it's any guarantee that Mitch Trubisky just comes back here on the one-year prove-it deal that everybody's thrown out there as a possibility. Trubisky's got to want to come back. And I think that he has a lot of potential landing spots where maybe a change of scenery would benefit him. You could argue that that would be very much the case for him. Faced a lot of scrutiny here. Didn't succeed how they wanted him to. Nick Foles was brought in for a reason. So then the Bears are looking at trying to figure out who their other quarterback is. Foles isn't going anywhere. It's just a matter of who they bring in around him. And that's been the question that we're all trying to answer. Is that a draft move? But until these big name quarterbacks have some sort of peace in their lives, I don't think any of us will either as football fans.
Who takes the most heat from Bears fans these days? Is it the GM? Is it Matt Nagy? Is it ownership? Is it the quarterbacks?
It's definitely more on the Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace side these days. The press conference that they had where ownership, George McCaskey, team president Tad Phillips, Nagy and Pace met the media several weeks ago was widely mocked,
yeah.
Angered Bears fans, did not tell them what they wanted to hear because they said they're keeping Pace and Nagy, but they wouldn't indicate for how long. Nobody really knows how long the contracts are for, even though there was some indication of that on the team website. That's not to say it hasn't been updated since then. So how do you expect a general manager and a head coach to go about their business when you don't know for how long they're going to be here? We were left to try to figure out that length of time via context clues in their assistant searches, who was leaving to go to other teams, for example. And that's where we're left now as we try to figure out the personnel side of this moving forward. We still want to know what's going to happen with Allen Robinson, and so do many other teams in the NFL. He is a very attractive free agent candidate. Bears fans want him signed already.
Layla Rahimi joins us from The Score in Chicago, 670. So what's going on there? Why haven't the Bears chalked over the money yet for Allen Robinson?
Well, clearly it's now a franchise tag or bust situation. And we all know that if given 2 weeks for the NFL, they're going to take all of those 2 weeks down to the last minute. I don't expect to get an answer on that until the deadline actually happens. Salary cap has affected all of this. That number changing has meant a lot of decisions have become that much harder for front offices. But we wanted Allen Robinson paid before it ever came to this. Allen Robinson wanted to get paid before he came to this. He had injury problems. He worked so hard this season to try to show his value and that he deserved a contract and to have his fate figured out before this. But now we're in this limbo period trying to figure out what happens to him long term.
It's a crazy offseason for the Chicago Bears. So many moving pieces. And now we also have spring training opening up. And when we first got the news of Tony La Russa's DUI, the baseball world kind of convulsed. And now we have time and weeks after it. I know at that time, White Sox fans were really unhappy. Has it dampened the optimism of White Sox fans going into spring training that still hangs over Tony La Russa?
Tony La Russa had a reputation in Chicago with many longtime White Sox fans going back to the winning ugly teams in the early 80s. And so there's definitely some nostalgia there. It sure seems like Jerry Reinsdorf wanted to fix a mistake that had happened over 30 years ago whenever Hawk Harrelson famously fired La Russa, who went on to win 3 World Series after that. But it was his second DUI convicted therein. And the main concern was, how is he going to mesh with players like Tim Anderson, who are known for changing the face of baseball, changing the game? And people have interviewed with Tim. They've asked him what he thinks, and he's on board. So I think there's definitely going to be that kind of back and forth where the media asks players, what do you think so far? How do you want to check in on this? What have been your opinions? But I think until we see in-game decisions, which was the major criticism of Rick Renteria and how he managed his bullpen, I don't think we're going to get any full answers yet on how La Russa is going to fit as the manager of this team moving forward.
Fascinating. Now, you spent the year just like I have doing a lot of stuff from home, a lot of work. You were doing TV. You're now doing radio, but you're on camera as well all of the time. And so the backdrop for our Zooms and our streams are of the utmost importance. How much time do you dedicate to what your background looks like now that you're working from home?
Well, I definitely go with the virtual backdrop, DA. Okay. We at 670 The Score have a great sponsor in Hyundai.
Okay.
And they are a part of our big Twitch backdrop that we use. So I have a virtual backdrop featuring our logo and the Hyundai logo. And that's pretty much what I use every day. Now, is the green screen the most reliable? No. Do parts of my body sometimes disappear into the background? Maybe. But this is the beauty of a home studio.
What are you most looking forward to as things get a little warmer and maybe things open up a little bit and we're allowed to do more things with less restrictions this spring and summer?
Oh, it's absolutely the thought of going to a game. I can't wait for that idea. Chicago hasn't had fans at games since March of last year, so we're almost to an entire calendar year. And as the numbers continue to get lower, we're pretty optimistic that fans are going to be allowed at games. Going to a baseball game is a social event here, especially in the summer when the temperatures are finally palatable. We're up to the 40s today, which is pretty exciting. I've seen people with their shirts off. People are getting way too excited over here, but I don't blame them. So the idea of fans socially distancing at a game to some sort of capacity is a real exciting thought to me.
Did I see you open up a pack of 1988 Topps baseball cards the other day?
Yes, yesterday. I was gifted a pack of Topps 1988 baseball cards by a former colleague who's a noted baseball historian, running a fabulous campaign, by the way, to try to get Mickey Mignoso in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And he gave me this 88 baseball card pack, and I'd never opened it. So we decided on the show that I was going to open it the next time we were in the studio. We usually do 1 or 2 days a week in our studio. And I think I hit the gold mine with Tom Glavine's rookie card and Bo Jackson.
Wow, that's a good pull. That's a big pack for 88.
I think so. I mean, I'm pretty sure one of them is at least worth $12.
Maybe. You can find
I'm going to take it, DA.
You can find a buyer.
Found money is found money in these days.
That's actually a good point. Let me ask, what'd you do with the gum?
My co-host actually chewed it.
Oh, brutal.
I don't know if he's going to be fully ready for the show today. He said it was pretty disgusting. That gum's over
hosting.
30 years old.
You might be solo hosting today here, Layla.
So. Yeah, that might happen.
Follow Layla on Twitter at Layla Rahimi. Watch her on The Score 670 as they have the simulcast just like we do on Twitch on a daily basis, mid-mornings on 670 The Score. It's always awesome to get her here on the show. Layla, you're the best. I appreciate the time so much this morning. Have a great show today and have a great weekend as well. We'll touch base here soon.
I always love talking to you, DA, and your listeners are always great to me. So thank you very much. Good to hear from you.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Layla Rahimi joining us from 670 The Score in Chicago. She's just so good. She's just such a good broadcaster. She's got really good sports insight. She's a huge sports fan. She's a diehard. So I just love having her on the show. You might remember last year when the pandemic hit, we did a week or 2 weeks of my favorite people in sports, and Layla was one of them. And since then, she was named a full-time host on 670 The Score in Chicago, and that is really cool. So very great to have her here on the show this morning. AB has our headline this morning. Mr. Bogues, good morning. What do we got?
DA, good morning again. We've got football, of course, and we've got upset or at least unhappy quarterbacks in Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson. Watson reportedly met with new Texans head coach David Culley last Friday and reissued his trade demand. Wilson doesn't want out of Seattle, according to his agent, but they have a wish list in case a trade does happen. It's the Cowboys, Saints, Bears, and Raiders. NFL Network says Wilson isn't getting traded by all accounts, but yesterday's story from The Athletic did have some around the league saying a deal could be possible this offseason or next. Corey Linsley, who might be the best center in the NFL, told SiriusXM NFL Radio yesterday it looks like he will not be back with the Packers. Linsley needs a new contract. He'd like to stay in Green Bay, but he says all the signs are pointing to a breakup right now. He turns 30 this summer. And the Titans are releasing wideout Adam Humphries, which will create $4.4 million in cap space. Tiger Woods is now in Cedars-Sinai Hospital in L.A. to continue recovering from his car accident. The switch likely happened on Wednesday night. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says Tiger does not remember the crash on Tuesday. The Sacramento Kings now on a 9-game losing streak after a 140-121 defeat at the Knicks. On the flip side are the Nets, winners of 8 in a row, 129-92 over the Magic last night. It's a 4-game run for Giannis and the Bucks.
Ingram working right in front of Portis. Yo-yos the dribble, drives, kick it out to the corner. Williamson, baseline, knocked away. It's on the floor. Giannis has it. Giannis driving full throttle. to the basket for a slam.
Ted Davis on Bucks Radio. Giannis putting the finishing touches on 38 points for him and a 129-125 win for his team over the Pelicans. The Grizzlies down the Clippers, 122-94. The Sixers down the Mavs, 111-97. And the Nuggets lost at home to Washington, 112-110. College poops. Michigan State beat number 4 Ohio State, 71-67, 2 days after taking down number 5 Illinois. Tom Izzo got 18 points from Aaron Henry as they fight for their tourney lives.
These juniors and seniors are playing for a lot, and I give him credit. He was getting tired, but we rode him like a horse, and he answered the bell.
This is the first time in program history that Sparty has
speak, right? It's just like classic. Is hey, we rode him like a horse, and he met us there. It always feels like he is like Chris Farley's character. Is it Mick Foley or Chris Foley or Mike Foley, whatever that is? Hey, down by the river, we rode him like a horse, and we just got to the end of the finish line, and we won that game.
Well, Mick Foley's a wrestler. I don't think it's Mick Foley.
Yeah,
no, the other Foley.
Is Matt Foley?
Matt Foley.
You stumped
there you
me
go.
Now. Yes. Okay, good.
Matt Foley.
There we go.
Nice job.
Number one, Gonzaga
ran
Rothstein away from
the moment of the show, referencing something from 35 years ago.
Kind of felt like the alternate 1985 and Back to the Future 2 when Biff was running Hill Valley.
Thank you, John.
And you know, people all ticked off you missed on Mick Foley. Ah, he's a wrestler. He doesn't know that.
Number one, Gonzaga ran away from Santa Clara, 89-75. Third-ranked Michigan took care of number 9, Iowa, 79-57. Number 5, Illinois beat Nebraska, 86-70. And number 22, San Diego State outlasted Boise State, 78-66 in overtime. After an offseason of trade rumors, Chris Bryant said yesterday he would still talk extension with the Cubs. This is the final season of his current deal. And on ice last night, the Oilers ran their win streak to 5, 3-0 in Vancouver. The Jets beat the Canadiens 6-3, the Lightning 3, the Hurricanes 1, and Nashville lost in Detroit 5-2. DA, back to you.
And if we don't win the Big Ten Championship, we'll be living in a van down by the river.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's not bad. And it works.
If we don't beat Iowa, we'll be living in a van down by the river.
Let me come back on the show.
Hey. Any other Big Ten schools you want to insert in there?
That's the extent of my joke. That's all I got. When we come back, will the NCAA tournament's backup plan work? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you like that, big boy?
Have some fun with your marriage.
Have fun with your marriage.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
College basketball is here, which means that Super Dave's calls live forever and hopefully in March as well.
Have fun with your marriage.
Glad you're with us. Happy Friday to you, everybody. Remember, you can listen to us across the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio Network. Hundreds of affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Also on Sirius XM, channel 206. And stream us using your phone on the radio.com app. I need more Super Dave's crazy DA show drops in my life in March. Hopefully he'll do it again for us.
Happy being alive, Dave.
Feeling good. Doing well.
Have fun with your marriage.
So we got a backup plan here for the NCAA tournament, because if a team comes down with COVID and they cannot play, what do you do? The entire tournament is going to be held in and around Indianapolis. So this is going to be pretty cool. All the gyms around Indy are going to be used. That includes at Purdue. That includes at Indiana in Bloomington. That includes also Hinkle Fieldhouse at Butler. So this is going to be awesome. And then ultimately at Lucas Oil for the Final Four. If there was full fans, and it sounds like there's going to be some fans, if there was full fans, this would really be badass to have them on campuses. I love this idea of not having them in giant arenas that are half empty for most sessions. But either way, we're going to get a tournament one way or the other coming up here next month. I am convinced of that. No matter what, they are blowing through all stop signs because they can't afford to not have a tournament 2 years in a row. So here's what they're going to do. The first four out are still going to be eligible for the tournament if they need a team to swap in. Here's how it's going to work. They're going to set the field to 68 and then do the first four out. Those first four are also eligible, of course, for the NIT. Between Selection Sunday and that first game of the tournament, if you have teams that cannot play because of COVID, you take one of the first four in order, one, two, three, four, and put them in. Okay, so if a team can't play because of COVID, you put them in from the first four. So there's a game, it's not a forfeit. Once the tournament starts in round number one, if you can't play, it's a forfeit. You can't swap any team in after that. So this is only between Selection Sunday and the start of the tournament. And it's only for multiple bid conferences. What they didn't want to do was rip away the automatic bid. So if you come from a one-bid conference, a low major, a mid-major, that's the only bid to the tournament, and that team suddenly can't play. Let's take Winthrop, obviously, out of the Big South, as we're talking about Super Dave. If Winthrop can't play, they won't take an at-large. That conference, the Big South, would choose the team that replaces Winthrop so that every conference is represented in the tournament. So I think it's a pretty good solution, Merez. It might not be perfect, because once we're past the first round, it's just automatic forfeitures. But at least to set the field to 68, it's probably as good as it could be. What did you say?
Yeah, because I think we have to have some plan, right? The plan just can't be to wash away and have no entry early and throw everything off. As we know, and as we've seen in this college basketball season, there have been way too many programs put on pause for multiple weeks. So to go under the complete assumption, and we hope this is the case, but to assume that 68 teams, after you choose them, will absolutely be fine without one single hiccup out of 68 seems to me like an enormous gamble. So you needed some sort of solution. And this, as you bring up with covering and making sure that, you know, one-bid conferences get taken care of, this is as good as it can be because you need some kind of plan. You can't go in there crossing your fingers and hoping for the best.
And it helps the small schools and small conferences as well to know right. that if one of their schools can't play, that they will automatically have another school from that conference, probably the second best team of that conference. So it works from that standpoint, and it works that you know there's going to be no forfeit to the opening round. The problem is, once we get past that, you could just have chaos because if a team can't play, you just get pushed right through the bracket. So that would suck. That part of it would really suck. But what can you do after that? I guess you could also have replacement teams, the holster for those games. But the NCAA tournament doesn't want to hold, I guess, teams hostage and say, well, you're going to be, you can't play in the NIT because we need you as a what-if game in the tournament. And I guess also what they want is a national champion to have played opening weekend. They wouldn't want a team to say, like, be the first four out and then get into the final four and win two right. games and win a national championship either.
Yeah.
So the NCAA tournament in a couple of weeks and just around the corner. By Monday, it'll be March the 1st. Now, Merez is, of course, the Peter Schwartz beat reporter. And he dug up another interesting nugget from Pete, who tweeted yesterday, a funny moment that could only happen in a pandemic. I asked a worker in the store where the ring dings were, of course, and he brought me to the green beans. I guess the translation of ring dings through a mask is green beans. Oh. LOL, crying emoji face.
Oh, it never ends.
Now, this does feel like it deserves a lot of time, but is this not at a central casting that Schwartz asks grocery store workers where the ring dings are?
Yeah. I mean, and Schwartz, you've never passed them in the aisle before? Now it's the, or suddenly it's
how
the first
time. How can you not find them?
Right. I mean, they're around all the fake pastry. You know where the ringdings are, and ringdings are something you don't go out of your way to ask where they are. You're pushed through the supermarket, you see them go, oh, I want ringdings. That means he made a special trip for ringdings, which is a whole other story. Also, I mean, we're a year into this pandemic, unfortunately. You still don't know how to say words clearly through a mask. I mean, we have some radio hosts throughout the country doing full shows with masks on. Your ringdings translations to green beans? No, you're probably just biting over your tongue and gums and you can't figure out how to say it.
I mean, also, is it not perfect that Schwartz is annoyed that he wanted ringdings and somebody brought him over to green beans? Like, Pete, maybe that's a better option for you right now.
Right, maybe you should be snacking on green beans, you pig.
Does that seem a little piggish to you?
Don't dismiss this guy just yet here, Pete. He might actually have a good idea for you. When we come back, Adam Kaufman on the Celtics slide.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.